Before we start working on applications, let's do some practice with functions that are not so crazy. Find the area between the curves y equals negative x squared plus 2, y equals negative 7, x equals 0, and x equals 3. So now on this one, you might notice, if you know anything about y equals negative 7, that we have a function that's not non-negative. It's actually below the x-axis. So that's interesting, right? And we're finding an area between two curves. With this problem, it's not so hard to sketch the graph, and I would encourage that as often as possible. On some of these problems, you might need to use your calculator to give you a little head start. There's also an algebraic trick that we can do, not only for parabolas, but just to have a sense of what's going on. But before I jump into that, let's just look at this problem. This is nice, y equals negative x squared plus 2. You'll recall negative x squared is a downward parabola. You add 2, and you're up here. So we have a downward parabola like this. We also have the line y equals negative 7. So I'm probably not going to draw this to scale, but here, y equals negative 7, a horizontal line below the x-axis, 7 units. And then at this point, it all depends on what information comes after. If you've just got a downward parabola and the line y equals negative 7, then the area we would be finding, if they just say find the area between the curves, is actually the entire area between this point of intersection and this point of intersection. So that's what I was talking about. There's sometimes some algebra involved to find out what these actual points of intersection are. Now for this problem, they actually tell us, or actually I tell you, that x needs to start at 0. So that means we're also starting our region here, and then we're going to x equals 3. Now, where is x equals 3 in all this? Well, again, I made this up. This is the first one, so you might guess it. Hopefully, it's going to work out pretty well. If you plug in 3, x equals 3, into the first function, you get negative 3 squared plus 2, which is negative 9, plus 2, which is negative 7. So y equals negative 7. Well, that's also y equals negative 7 over there when x is 3. So what I did was I had a stop at the point of intersection between the parabola and the line. So we actually have this region here that we're looking at. And we could call that A if we want. So because I started at x equals 0 and went to x equals 3, my region starts at the y-axis and just goes to the point of intersection of these two graphs. Now, that's certainly not the only possibility. I could have cut it off at x equals 1 or x equals 2 or x equals 5, and then that would have been interesting. If it were at x equals 5, then I would have needed two integrals because I'd have a separate region here. I'll explain that one in another example. I could also have gone from negative 3 to 3 to take the whole region, right? Or just leave out the x equals something altogether. And if I ask for the area between this curve, the parabola, and y equals negative 7, then you're just stuck with finding where you stop and start yourself. Or you could take half of it and double it, right? So a lot of choices sometimes on these. So you have to make sure you read the instructions very carefully. This one is the downward parabola, horizontal line y equals negative 7, x equals 0 to x equals 3. So now I look at this region and I say, okay, my top function is always the function negative x squared plus 2. So that would always be the top part of a representative rectangle if I wanted to draw one. And the bottom function on this interval from 0 to 3, the bottom function is always just the line y equals negative 7. So you could call that bottom function negative 7. And if you look over at the y-axis, you start at negative 7 and go up to whatever t of x is, right? So the height of a representative rectangle, a I can put that here, I guess, is t of x minus a negative 7. The height is the top y value minus the bottom y value, and the bottom y value is constant. It's always negative 7. So that's my height, t of x plus 7. And the width is always delta x, right? But when we put that in an integral, that'll be replaced by dx. So I can actually set up my integral now. The area is the integral from my x values go from 0 to 3. And the reason I need x values is because I'm going to use a dx when I integrate. So I go from 0 to 3, and then I have t of x, which if I substitute, that's negative x squared plus 2. And then I'm going to subtract a negative 7 just to put it in the integral the way you probably would. T of x minus b of x. So t of x is negative x squared plus 2 minus b of x is negative 7. The integral goes from 0 to 3. So the area now can be evaluated simply by evaluating the integral. So I have negative x squared plus 9 dx. This is a very simple integral. I just add one to the exponent. Negative x cubed over 3 plus integrating term by term. The integral of 9 dx is 9x. And this is a definite integral, so I evaluate from 0 to 3. And when I simplify, I get negative, plug in, sorry, not simplify, when I substitute, negative 3 cubed over 3 plus 9 times 3 minus 0 plus 0. I try to write it just in case, so I don't, sometimes, especially when I was first learning calculus, I would often just assume that the second part was 0 because the x value was 0, and it's not always the case. Sometimes you never know what's going to be going on. So you got to be careful about that. So I just put that in, minus 0, and I have negative 27 over 3, which is negative 9, plus 27. So I get that the area is 18. I'm starting to write 28. That's good, huh? 18. 18 plus 9 is 27. So the area between the two curves is 18. So that's all that I really need to do for this problem. This one was set up pretty nicely for me. There was only one region to evaluate the area of, and the top function was always on top and the bottom function was always on the bottom. So that makes it easier as well to know that I only need one integral to set up. So that's our first example of finding the area between two curves.